The mortuary was designed and built in 1856 by Pritchett & Sons of Darlington and York. Pritchett & Sons were well known for their design of cemetery buildings and also designed the layout and buildings at Fulford Cemetery in York. You may wonder why a mortuary building was needed. In 1843, Edwin Chadwick wrote a report recommending that public mortuaries should be provided, where corpses could be securely and decently placed until they could be buried. The Public Health Act of 1848 enabled local boards of health to provide mortuaries. The usual practice was for bodies to be kept at home until the funeral, but there may be risks to health if the person died from an infectious disease or if a family was living in very cramped conditions. Scarborough, as a holiday resort, also needed to deal with people who died whilst on holiday. Locally, the building is known as the Dead House, a term which was often used in relation to anonymous pauper burials. The word mortuary first appeared for this type of building in 1862, 6 years after this building was first used. The new Scarborough Workhouse on Dean Road was opened in 1858, 2 years after the mortuary was built, and the Dead House was no doubt used for people who died in the workhouse. Inside, the floor and walls are tiled, the white wall tiles laid diagonally with a black tiled trim. The Friends of Dean Road and Manor Road Cemetery, in partnership with Scarborough Borough Council, were awarded a grant by the Heritage Lottery Fund to restore the mortuary and the secret garden. Much of the roof has been replaced, along with some of the external stonework. Follow the robin markers to find the secret garden and go to the Friends Group website, www.scarboroughcemeteries.co.uk, for more information and activity sheets, including the cemetery trail, which runs from the chapel to the secret garden.